most exciting restaurants in the world at the moment. They are hidden away. You've got to make the effort.
The dream was to have the greatest restaurant on the planet.
I didn't know that it was going to end up like this.
He's arrived at his own formula for what being a three Michelin star is about.
大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer。
刚刚你听到的这一段呢，是我十一放假的时候会看的，就是 Netflix 的一个很好的自制系列 Chef's Table。
Chef's Table。
厨师的饭桌。
So this has to do with like some of the world's best chefs, or?
对，这个他拍了两季，他就是去走访全球最棒的一些 the world's best chefs。那因为假期的时候，大家Wining and dining 就是 wine 红酒 dine
yeah, yeah.
吃饭啊，
对，
就是吃吃喝喝嘛，就是人生的享受。所以我们今天的节目就来说一说美食这个主题。
Okay, and I think Chinese people love hearing about 美食。
世界上的人都一样，不是吗
？I don't know. I mean, us Americans, you know, I guess because a lot of us are fat, a lot of people think that we love to eat, and we do. But man, Chinese people love talking about food.
No, but I think in recent years, you know, this whole foodie culture, gastronomy, 另外比 foodie 更高级的一个词啊，形容这种美食美食家 gastronomy culture. It's a worldwide trend, 是一个全球的一个文化趋势。
对，It is. But maybe I just haven't been home to America in a while. But I swear, I'll walk down the street and I always hear people talking about food in China.
Trust me, it's the same in the States.
好吧，
真的，
好吧 ，OK。
我最近去美国，我也是发现，哎，真的很像。
Either way, I too like talking about food, so that's what we're talking about today, right?
如果你也喜欢美食的话 ，if you're into gastronomy, guys,、你这个假期也会去试很多不同的新餐厅，新的美食或者自己在家煮，都可以到我们的微信留言来分享啊，告诉我们 what kind of food you're into, 然后你喜欢做的菜，你做的好的菜。并且在你的城市你最推荐的一个饭店 Which restaurant is your favorite? Come and let us know. 到开言英语的微信公众号开放的开语言的言然后回复美食就可以啦。那我们今天想要说的啊，前面我放的 Netflix 那一段 Chef's Table 他们自制剧像一个纪录片但拍的 The cinematography is so beautiful guys 就是这个拍的真的很漂亮我觉得真的视觉的享受又拍了很好看的食物最主要 The masters 就是这些食物背后的大师他们为什么会成为厨师
So like the show I've yet to see the show so they've already had one season right and,
对,
now, and now the second one is out
对是的
right so I guess like you know according to what you say they also kind of give like a background of the chefs a bit right and maybe why
What you know, influenced their cooking?
And why cooking is their passion?
而且正好呢，最近就是这个大名鼎鼎的米其林餐厅指南 The Michelin Guide. They released their first China edition, which is in Shanghai. So they featured restaurants in Shanghai.
Wait. Michelin, 他们不是做轮胎了吗？跟餐厅有什么关系呢？
你知道的呀，你前面不是还告诉我了吗？
Okay, so right, so like, because they made tires, I guess. I actually don't know when the Michelin Guide to Restaurants came out, but
Oh, it's really early. I think it's the
long early, time ago, right?
Probably early 20th century.
I was thinking maybe like the 50s or something
like
that. Even before that. Before World War II, really?
I think so. Early 20th century.
Wow, maybe. Anyway, to sell tires, they wanted to get people driving to and from, you know, restaurants, I guess. Basically, they say, oh, drive to this restaurant. It's in a really far off place. You're going to need to buy our tires.
对，就是他是给人家提供一个自驾游like,
Yeah, go on like a road trip. Go on a road trip. That Michelin man, he sure is clever.
Yeah, besides being very fat. 就除了 multi-layer 很多层以外，还很有商业头脑。对，好。那它的发音首先因为法语里面嘛这个和英语发音规律还是不一样所以它不念 Michelin 是 Michelin
对 Michelin
是 SH 的音而且那个 LIN 是比较一个 N 的音 Michelin
Yeah, English is the language of exceptions 对吧
法语对 Michelin 啊 So the Michelin Guide 然后呢我们今天要说说其实除了这个米其林以外世界上还有一个很被认可的是 the sparkling water San Pellegrino 圣培露的那个气泡水、mm-hmm. 他们有一个 best restaurants of the world、mm-hmm. 世界最佳餐厅的奖项、mm-hmm. 这个好像是餐厅界的奥斯卡、mm-hmm. 然后我们今天会跟大家分享一下2016年他们选的世界上最棒的五个餐厅，而且在我们的会员课程里面呢，我们会把这五个餐厅每一个做一个特辑，就是一一带你更细的去品味啊。
So who do we believe, Jenny? Do we believe the Michelin Man or San Pellegrino? I mean, really, who's got the best restaurants here?
They have different focuses. That's、okay. my take. Because the Michelin Guide, their point is they go by city,、city by city, right?
Okay,、uh-huh.
米其林的这个就是它会到不同的城市嘛。Uh-huh. 那就是如果你在这个城市或者你要去旅行、这个就是 it serves as a really useful guide,、
mm-hmm.
whereas the San Pellegrino list,、mm-hmm. all the restaurants there are...
they all carry San Pellegrino, that's what it
is. I'm sure they do. 首先都卖圣培露气泡水。而且它其实都是一些就是都很以 celebrity chef, 就是明星大厨为主导的、而且他们选的这些餐厅肯定那个厨师 they're doing something really unique,、right? 比如整个的北欧美食的热潮 so the whole rise of the Scandinavian cooking culture,、
right.
就是他前几年得过第一的有一个丹麦的餐厅、
yeah, 那个丹麦的 what's it called again? I know who you're talking about.
Noma.
Noma,、okay.
对吧？就 Noma 整个的，他带起的 Scandinavian gastronomy， 其实就是这个 San Pellegrino list 会起很多这种。I think it's more like pushing the envelope.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to spend €1,000 to go eat some 青苔。
不是，我跟你讲，没有那么贵。它差不多，我看了一下这些饭店，它 tasting menu 十几道菜是可能200欧元。
Okay, so
比上海的这些便宜。
Find €200 to go eat some 青苔 ，go eat some moss。
这我们慢慢跟大家说、啊、好，那先说一下这个 Michelin Guide， 如果喜欢美食的朋友可能你也都关注到这条新闻了、对吧？ Because it's the first time that the Michelin Guide has a China edition.
Because there's finally enough people driving cars here with Michelin tires. But don't, I'm kidding.
但他们是先从上海开始的对吧、They gave...stars to 26 restaurants.
That's quite a bit, right?
蛮多的。就是米其林要一星都很不容易，对吧？三星的就很少很少。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how many do we have with 3 stars? I think just one, 对吧？
只有一个。
哪一个餐厅呢？
这个餐厅是一个 it's a Cantonese restaurant.
Okay.
广东菜的餐厅。
粤菜。
这个餐厅我去过。
是吗？ What's it called?
唐阁。
Oh, I've heard of it. I haven't been.
是在酒店里面的，是在上海新天地有一个酒店的 Langham Place、
okay,
是在 Langham 里面的新天地朗廷、
嗯、
我去的时候我是好像一两年前去的，他还有周末那个点心的自助、好像200块钱一个人畅吃。
Oh, really?
I'm cheap. 就是我是比较会省钱 very economical. 我就趁他那个便宜的时候
I'm right there with you, Jenny, to be honest.
Yeah, save a buck, right?
Yeah, well, the thing is here, I think about this all the time in China, because you go to a restaurant, or let's use bars. I think that's an even better example. This is a big reason why I don't drink in China. It's like you go to a bar in Shanghai and they want to charge you like 60 kuai, just say, 为了一杯鸡尾酒, 对吧? But like, if I take 60 kuai to the...菜场, if I take it to the market,
菜场有没有 cocktail?
No, my point is I can buy so much food at the vegetable market for 60 kuai that I feel guilty buying one drink with that money. Same thing with restaurants a lot of the time. Also because I have,
are you a foodie? I'm guessing you're not.
我是个大胃王, I have a big stomach. I wouldn't say I'm necessarily a foodie.
Foodie 就是吃货，但我觉得 foodie 就是好像更加会去刷点评呀、去看 enjoy,
nah, nah, nah.
去看米其林 Michelin guide, 让你大胃王英文怎么说呢
？Yeah, 胃口很好。You have a big appetite. You're hungry all the time.
就没有一个词吗？没有一个像 foodie 这样的词。
We might say, oh, he has a big stomach. I mean, really.
And 真的很 literal, 就是
yeah, oh, he has a big stomach, or he has a big appetite.
Can you say he's a big eater? No.
Yeah, you can say big eater. Yeah, you can say he's a big eater. But once again, yeah, it's not. It just means he eats a lot. It doesn't mean he's a foodie.
美国不是有那个吃热狗比赛 Nathan's Hot Dog
yeah, yeah,
美国这个叫 Competitive Eating
yeah.
对吧竞争就是大胃王比赛、
oh, That's gross though
Competitive Eating
yeah, yeah.
好我们还是讲好吃
Talk about gastro
Gastro 我前面一直说 gastronomy 这个词
Yeah, every time I hear gastro I think
Gastro 就是和胃有关的
对,
对
well, I think of the gastric bypass It's like a surgery for fat people
把胃减掉一部分那个手术啊，
这个你懂的。
嗯、
yeah.
好，那我们还是来看米其林那个前面说
行。
所以一个餐厅它如果也是米其林评上星级的，通常英语就可以说。
You can say it's like, I mean, it's a Michelin star restaurant, or it's、嗯、Michelin rated, even.
Ah,、Michelin rated.
Yeah.
对，那上海有一个 three star.
嗯。
So a restaurant with three Michelin stars.
Yeah, you can say it's a, what'd you say? Is it a Michelin three-star restaurant? Yeah.
Yeah, Michelin three-star restaurant.
Yeah, you could just say it like that, yeah.
And then there's a bunch of restaurants with two Michelin stars.
What do we have on the list, Jen?
这个 list 我们到时候放在推送里给大家看啊。
好。
然后这几个里面反正我觉得就都很贵都是 fine dining. 就一般 fine dining 这种高级的都是他们不太做 a la carte, 就不太做零点、通常 they want you to like spend、at least $1,500 or $2,000 on the tasting menu.
Yeah, no、
okay?
thanks. I'm good on that.
tasting menu 就是他给你配好的、
对
然后就 tasting menu 可能就一两千块。然后接下来这个是真的很贵的。This place, 我觉得就算我很有钱很有钱 I can never justify spending 5,000 人民币 on the meal.
Nah, no way.
That's what it costs. 就这个 restaurant 叫
太不接地气
Ultraviolet 你听过吗也是在外滩就上海 fine dining 基本上都在外滩很高级它这个就是 It's a multi-sensory food experience
Okay, what's that like
你是不是觉得这个话这句话很装 very pretentious
Yeah, I find it very pretentious yeah. But anyone that charges you 5,000 kuai for a meal is probably bound to be pretentious
So multi-sensory multi 就 multiple 就是多种多样的
I hope they at least pay their servers a decent wage
这我不知道 sensory 就是感官、
yeah.
所以它是一个多重感官的餐饮享受
Yeah, I get where you're going
对就是它那个菜吧又配灯光又什么的就 you get it, right?
Yeah, no.
It's very theatrical 就是好像很戏剧化
Yeah, see, I don't know I'm not
It's a little too much for me
I'm not into that kind of stuff And honestly, fine dining I mean, I like food that tastes good I mean, and taste is really up to the person I guess some, you know, what I think tastes good you might not like and vice versa butOne thing I don't actually like is when you go to like a lot of fine dining restaurants, they like they bring it out on the plate and it looks so nice and beautiful. And it's like, but you know, it's small and I'm hungry and it's not enough.
好，哎，我们刚刚说的这些米其林餐厅，不知道我们的听众有没有去过啊？然后你们会不会觉得那个有点太 too much? Too
Have you guys spent 5,000 kuai on a meal? And if so, take me to dinner.
反正我就觉得真的是 I can never justify 就算我很有钱我就觉得 You just feel so guilty doing it.
The thing is
五千块可以做很多很多事情
Yeah, I totally agree with
that 可以买十年开言英语的会员
Yeah, I totally agree with that too How many times you eat a day? 2-3 times at least I eat like 5 times a day Like I'm not gonna spend that much money on something I do 5 times a day Like I don't know That's the luxury of likeIf you ever have a bad meal, you'll forget about it. You know what I mean?
而且我就是就我接下来我们想讲的这个圣培路的 list,、mm-hmm. right? World's best restaurants.、
Mm-hmm.
这些餐厅就没有贵的那么离谱。
嗯、mm-hmm.。
它你看前五的啊我们开言会员课程会做一个系列来 highlight,、mm-hmm. showcase 这些餐厅。今年2016年选出的 the best restaurant in the world, guys. Number one 是这一家。
Oh, it's Osteria Francescana. It's an Italian restaurant.
In Italy, 在 Modena. Osteria 其实就是意大利语里面一种小餐厅的意思，它不是很 formal 的，它就是小小的小酒馆、小餐厅。意大利语里面还有一个叫 Trattoria,
oh, yeah,
或者 Ristorante, 就是比较 formal, like Osteria is quite informal.
Okay, I see.
然后这个餐厅哎，我特别想去，但现在你也没办法去，就是因为不管餐厅上了米其林的榜还是圣培路的榜， the reservations just like go through the roof. 就整个被定掉。
Yeah, so...
你要等两年。
What? 2 years?
是的，已经他都被 fully booked for the next 2 years.
2 years?
哎，我最近看纽约客杂志。I read a recent New Yorker magazine. 纽约有一个餐厅是很小的，是一个人在自己家里地下室做的。他的 reservation 已经定到2025年了。你要等十年，因为他每天才坐一个桌子，这个人是自己在家私房菜。
I mean, how many people are you going to have cancel? And if they, like, if, yeah, right, I don't know.
好，那我们今天最后呢， I want to leave you guys with a little bit about Osteria Francescana. 他的老板 owner 也是 chef，也是自己主厨，他的名字叫做 Massimo Bottura， 也是世界美食地图上面的一颗大明星现在。那也希望大家在这个十一吃得愉快，别忘了在今天推送的留言里分享你喜欢的餐厅，你喜欢的菜。
That's right, let us know what you guys like to eat.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，也别忘了现在升级开源的会员，因为我们在十一过后会有一个英语 motivation 动力群送给大家，只要你升级我们两年的会员，这一个月的动力群呢就会免费的送给你。 OK, well, I'll leave you with Chef Massimo Bottura, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.
In Italy, you have a very, very deep culture about food, culture about artisans. You can easily lose yourself into nostalgia. And with nostalgia, you don't evolve, especially with a country with this such a deep tradition. I'm breaking my past.To rebuild it through a contemporary mind. It's exactly what we do every day in Osteria. I am Massimo Bottura. I'm the chef at Osteria Francescana in Modena.